one off Leuven. Top of the 18. Got Bump. Gets it. Yes,
in there.
Yes. He scores. Alex. 49th minute. 1-1 in Carson.
We have to do it again, buddy.
You're the rabbits, but I'm here, Lutz. All right. Well, right now it'd be City Tide. Should we give it one of those?
Yeah, give it that
one. 1, 2, 3. City Tide.
And 6 minutes later, they were untied on an Edward Leuven penalty kick for a goal, a 2-1 City lead in Carson. But as it turned out, it was a loss to Club America, one of the best teams, not only in North America, but maybe on the planet. 4-2 losses they scored in the final moments. We're joined by Lutz Vandensteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always fun to hear you in the booth as a broadcaster yourself and a sporting director and a former player and everything else. Having your expertise and your stroke of good luck is fun, although it was short-lived, wasn't it? That was a really good team that was able to come back and beat you last weekend.
Yeah, I only stayed there normally for 3 minutes, you know, and or maybe four. Mm-hmm. And usually that's when we score directly after halftime. Yeah, as you said, you know, Club America, they are a different level. We have to be fair. I mean, they dropped out yesterday, but I think we really played them tired. On Tuesday, we made them work really hard. And it was some good football we played, especially with the ball attacking-wise. We created lots of chances, should have had definitely more than just two goals. But there is always two sides, and we also need to defend. And, you know, yes, we conceded very late, but if you concede four goals, it's just too much again. And this is when you lose the games. So it's still the detail which is missing, in my opinion. And we have another week on the training field now to get ready for the Portland game. There is lots of promising signs, but there is still things we need to work on, of course. And I think it was a great way to have a good experience against Club America. It was a great tournament for us to get the boys on the field and really gel together and become a team. But now, you know, it counts against Portland on Saturday away. That's a big one for us, Tom.
Absolutely. 10 days between those matches, as you had the Tuesday night late game against Club America and now Portland. This is your interim coach, John Hackworth, after the game on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tom, it is. It's such an emotional, I'm literally as pissed and upset as I can possibly be. And at the same time, I'm really proud of the way we played. Congratulations to Club America, fantastic opponent. That said, I felt like we played a really good game ourselves. And until the last, 20 minutes, I thought we had good control of that game.
Yeah, that sounds like a coach that knows that he was on the cusp of something epic and it just slipped away. At the same time, when he reviews it like you did, Lutz, you feel proud of the effort, don't you?
You know, we had a good talk to the players after the game in the changing room, John and myself, and it was a loud but fair discussion. And it was a bit like John just said in that short interview, that it was a bit of a mixed emotion because there was so many good things. And in the end of the day, you are empty-handed. And it was this little defensive individual mistake to cost you the game in the end of the day. So it was an emotional roller coaster ride, that game, of course, for sure. Starting bad, coming back, and then getting beaten in the end. But that's football, and as I said, I think John figured exactly out where the issue is. We have still now new players coming in. Henry Kessler could not play, unfortunately, because he was cup-tied. Yannis Horn, our German left-back, is in full training now, and Klaus, as well as Rasmus Alm, Joachim Nielsen, are starting training next weekend with the team. They're back in team training, so we are there where we wanted to be, that we have for the 9 games the maximum team selection possible, which has a big difference because now the boys need to fight for their spaces. Lots of guys who started the last 10, 12 games, they are not any more guaranteed starters. So, we're in a busy transfer window with lots of changes, lots of adjustments. Let the games begin.
In the meantime, you've made a transaction in acquiring $50,000 in 2025 general allocation money from Minnesota in exchange for defender Anthony Markkanen. And my understanding is, based on incentives, you could acquire up to an additional $100,000 in general allocation money. Can you explain what the general allocation money is?
Yeah, GAM, general allocation money, is basically the internal financial source, the dollars which are not really dollars. So it's compared a bit when you play Monopoly, but that's basically how we're going to pay for transfers and everything else between MLS clubs. So it's just a currency which only works in the MLS, but it's worth just as much as a normal dollar when we're doing deals between the teams. For Anthony Markkanen, you know, I mean, that's a tough one, to be honest, because I really love the kid. You know, he came in last year, he played 29 games up to date. But then again, we made changes, and it was obvious that he dropped a bit down in the ranking. And, you know, that was not a deal to make some money on Anthony Markkanen. It was a deal where we know that his contract expires by the end of the season. There is 9 more games to go. Do I let a kid here sit on the bench or even on the stands, be not involved at all, or give an opportunity to go to Minnesota and again have an opportunity to develop in his career? So it's not always just the financials. He would have left by the end of the season for free, except he would have pulled the option, of course, which we had. Minnesota was interested. I think it was a good deal for all three parties involved, and it was a heavy heart because he's a great person. He did a great job for us, but that's the decisions you have to make. And, you know, I wish him all the luck in the world, to be honest.
No, I understand that. And John Mozeliak, who's going to join us here in the next segment, has to go through that as well. You do have to take emotion out of some of the things that you do. It's not easy to do, though. I mean, we're all human. I mean, we're talking about human beings moving back and forth, and certainly relationships are built. But that is part of the job, isn't it, Lutz, that you're trying to build this franchise to take it where it needs to be?
Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, it's you still have to keep the human side in there as well. I think this is important, but, looking at numbers, we have to realize that boys, that human beings with families, with girlfriends, with wives, with dogs, with kids, or whatever else they have, you know, it's always like that in a trade window. It can get you without really expecting it. From my side, there is never any bad feeling involved. It's a decision we have to take in some moments. I don't appreciate if players who are leaving then trying to be funny and kick back, you know, kick out and start to talk after a deal is done. But that happens as well sometimes, and, that's just part of the game as well.
Just a couple of things left for Lutz. Before we talk about this Portland match, another player that I thought was great, and we've mentioned him already. In fact, we just played his goal, and that is Indy Vasilev. He's probably the first player I ever met. Indiana Vasilev had one heck of a game, didn't he, against Club America?
Yeah, very decent game. You know, scored a good goal. Was very busy. Was involved. I think he was he was a team effort. If I have to pick out one player, for me, it was Edu Löwen, which the last two games, I thought he was absolutely unbelievable. Like that's, I think, the max you can go. But yes, Marcel Hartl, Indy, there was good performances. You know, and that's what really pushes us forward. And as you said, the competition within the squad is becoming bigger and bigger. You look at Simon Becher, who came in, who scored his goals, who worked hard. Now also slowly Klaus comes out from injury, you know, who wants his place back. So it's very good to have individual players fighting for their positions now every day on the training field, because they want to play, they don't want to sit on the bench. And that also, like, Indy came the last game from the bench. He took his chance. He played well. He came on again this time, and he scored a goal and performed well. I think that's what the competition within the team should be. You know, fight for your place. Don't be unfair to your teammate. And the coach selects in the end of the day. And if you play, great. And if you don't play, work hard in training, and you will play again. As simple as it is.
No doubt. I'm looking forward to seeing Kessler. And we've talked about him a lot, and I've heard about not only his play and his personality, but, you know, you mentioned Klaus and seeing everything come together. How close is Klaus? and how you're very familiar, obviously, with Portland. What do you see coming up here on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm also very excited to see Kessler play. You know, I mean, I followed him since I actually came to the States in 2020, and that was the kid I always thought would fit very well into our locker room, but also, of course, on the field. Yeah, it's not just Klaus, also Rasmus Alm, which is just as important. They will start training on Tuesday, probably in the 100% full team training, but they will be involved. Let's see how that goes through the week. Maybe they can be already involved in Portland on the weekend as more players which come back, as better it is for us. And yeah, we know Portland well. I mean, we played them in the league at home. We played them also in the League's Cup at home just a few days ago. It felt like a few days ago when we beat them. Their coach, Phil Neville, is one of my best friends, so I know how he thinks football and how he reads the game. So does he know how I think as well? But it's a good team. It's a team which is also hard to play, especially in Portland. They're having a really strong fan base. The artificial grass is something you need to get used to, and it's always an uncomfortable place to go. But, you know, we beat them a week ago, and we looked good against them, and we showed that we can hurt them. And I think this is the confidence. We must really go there. And we always said, Tom, remember 2 weeks ago, we are not dead yet. We still can make theoretical the playoffs. As long as we still can make it theoretical, we will fight for it, and we believe in ourselves, and that's just now step one on a nine-step journey till we see if we still can make it or not, and Portland is the start of it.
We will have that match on Y98FM. We're very much looking forward to that. By the way, happy birthday to Rasmus Alm. Had a birthday yesterday. Looking forward to it all, Lutz, and thank you for the visit. We always love visiting with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Have a nice Sunday.
You too. The sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vanesteel on KMOX. President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, is coming up next. Cardinal baseball today against the Dodgers at 1:15.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.